SBS Radio.
Tens of thousands of Australians took part in nationwide rallies on Saturday and yesterday to express solidarity with protests against police brutality and also to call for an end to Indigenous deaths in custody. Speaking on Sky News, Finance Minister Matthias Cormann labelled protesters selfish and reckless for taking part in mass gatherings during the COVID-19 pandemic.
My heart just goes out to them. I mean, as they see people going recklessly going to these sorts of demonstrations, I mean, that must be just awful for them to watch. I think it is incredibly selfish. It's incredibly self-indulgent. And yes, I mean, it does impose unnecessary and unacceptable risk onto the community.
Indigenous activists say Minister Cormann's comments are offensive, insisting they should be allowed to protest and exercise free speech. Aboriginal activist and lawyer Tila Reid says the remarks are a kick in the guts.
In Australia, we are weighing up right now competing rights where, you know, it's quite easy for Matthias Cormann to sit from a position of privilege and attack First Nations peoples for hitting the pavement and exercising their right to free speech because black lives do matter.
The federal opposition is describing Mr. Cormann's comments as tone deaf. Labour MP Linda Burney is calling on government leaders and those in power to take action and not ignore protesters' demands. She says protesters are aware of the health and legal risks of attending demonstrations.
But I also understand the anguish, the frustration and the anger that people are experiencing. And I think many people saw the issue of deaths in custody as something that is important to speak out about now in Australia.
To prevent another wave of COVID-19, health officials are warning people to avoid large gatherings and find another way to protest. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says it's possible the protests might cause a delay in the easing of restrictions, but that's too early to tell. He says it will be taken into consideration when the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee meets today to discuss stage 3 of reopening the country.
The most important thing would be if there were cases, community acquired cases, not otherwise linked to known clusters occurring in the next week or two. And then as we investigate those cases, we find that they were at the protest. That would be a game changer. But at the moment, all we have is mass gatherings. We don't know if anyone in those mass gatherings were infected or infectious. And so it's a wait and see approach.
Victorian health authorities warn it will be at least a week before they learn whether coronavirus cases will rise as a result of protests in Melbourne. The state's deputy chief health officer, Annelies van Diemen, is urging people to get tested if they develop symptoms.
In terms of potential outbreaks related to the protest, it really will be at least a week and probably closer to 2 weeks before we have an idea of whether there's been any transmissions or outbreaks related to that in terms of incubation periods and then people developing symptoms and getting tested. So again, the message remains, please, please get tested if you have any symptoms.
Activists expect officials will look into new laws to prevent future demonstrations in states like New South Wales. In that state, Police Commissioner Mick Fuller attempted to stop Saturday's protests in Sydney by seeking an injunction in the state's Supreme Court, but the ruling was overturned at the last minute. While protests were largely peaceful, tensions flared at Sydney's Central Station, where police subdued crowds with capsicum spray and a man was arrested for offensive behaviour. Ms. Reid says it's important that protesters continue to peacefully take a stand against racial injustice.
It's absolutely crucial that we maintain this momentum, that we don't let the politicians or political elite diffuse our global movement. And each and every single Australian has a role to play.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.